Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Lamed Dalet. Gittin 34a, pagination is 67. We are dealing with a case that started in the Mishnah, which was that a man can be mevatel the get, which he sent to his wife. He can nullify it. Machlokas Rishonim, whether the nullification is pertaining to the get, and you can't reuse the get once he does this, or the nullification is dealing with the shlichus, the messenger, in which case you can reuse the get if you would appoint the same or a different messenger anew. In any case, the case of bittul that could be done is by informing the messenger or informing the woman that the get, which is en route, is batal. There is another possibility of being mevatel the get, which is in front of a panel. Some say two people, some say three people, but in front of a panel to make a declaration that the get is batal. And we saw in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Perek, Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken made a legislation that people should not do that. It's not a good thing to do that, a bittul independent of the woman or the shliach. Mipnei tikkun ha'olam, because it has ramifications. Ramifications could be that the woman will not hear about the bittul and she'll actually remarry, thinking that the get is good, or ramifications are that enough already. If you sent her a get, either, if it's really important to you, run after it, or leave it be. Let her be divorced already. To just pull a panel together and be mevatel it is not appropriate, and Rav Gamliel says you shouldn't do it. The question, however, is, in the Gemara on Lamed Gimel, what happens if bitlo, if he did nullify the get through a panel? And Rebbe holds mivutal, it is a nullification of the get. Meaning, as much as we say you shouldn't do it, if the person did it, it would take effect. Starting three lines from the bottom, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Halacha ki Rebbe." We paskin like Rebbe. That means that even though we don't want you to do it, and Chazal went on record that you shouldn't do it, but if he did it, it is in fact going to work. Asks the Gemara, "V'lesle l'Rav Nachman ma'koach bezdin yafeh." Doesn't Rav Nachman hold of the principle, Makoach Bezdin Yofe, which means that Bezdin has to have a certain amount of strength if they're going to do things and they're not going to be enforceable, then what's the point of having the court? It has to be enforceable and you have to allow it to be enforceable. So Rav Nachman seems to be saying that we don't go with that principle. We're saying that you shouldn't be mevatel the get. And nevertheless, if the person goes ahead and doesn't listen to us, it's going to work. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Yisomim shebo lachlok benichsei avien. Interesting case. Orphans are coming to divide the assets of their deceased father. Bezdin ma'amidim lohem apotropos. Bezdin appoint a caretaker on their behalf. Uboruvin lohen chelek yofe. And the job of the caretaker is to try to obtain for each one a respectable division. Higdilu, according to the first opinion listed here, when they get old enough, meaning bar mitzvah, yecholim limchos, they're allowed to object, they're allowed to say, what did you do for me? You didn't help me, you messed me up. And they're allowed to object. For Rav Nachman did de Omar, but Rav Nachman went on record. In that case of the division that Beis Din did, Higdilu ein yecholim limchos, when they get older, they're not allowed to object. Imkein makoach Beis Din yofeh, because if so, what was the whole point of the court? Meaning, the court stuck itself out on behalf of this case. Once it stuck itself out, it has to be enforceable. So why wouldn't Rav Nachman impose the same attitude in this case of a person who's mevatel get in front of a panel? We said, don't do it. He went ahead and did it. We should say it doesn't work. Answers the Gemara, Hasam Mamona Hacha Isura. Over there, it's a financial matter. And as Rashi explains, there's a basic principle, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Bezdin can make anything ownerless. When it comes to financial matters, the court has a lot of power. And if there's a reason for them to step in, they can affect someone's assets. When it comes, however, to the laws of matrimony, of whether she's an Eishes Ish, a married woman or not, it's not so simple to nullify a marriage or nullify a get or affirm a get. For Beis Din to step in these types of things is very different than by stepping in by financials. And therefore, Rav Nachman does hold of the principle Makoach Beis Din Yofeh, that Beis Din, when it does something, it has to have teeth, it has to be enforceable, but he goes to those lengths by financial matters and does not go to those lengths in this case where the husband negated the get against our legislation. Okay, so this was a first case for today's session dealing with a person who negated the get in front of a panel against our legislation, but that it would take effect. Let's move on to the more conventional case of being mevatel the get, but with a twist. Gidul bar re'iloi, who was a husband by this name, shadal agita ledivisu, he sent the get to his wife. Ozal shalicha, the messenger went, ashkecha dava yosfa v'novla, and found that she was weaving, she was knitting, she was busy. Amar lo, he told her, hey giteich, here is your get. Amra le, she told him, zil hashta mi avasala machar, come back tomorrow, I'm busy. Azal legabe, so the shliach went back to the husband, v'amar le, and told him what happened. Pasach v'amar, the husband stated, baruch atov v'hameitiv, blessed is the one who does good. And certainly, I think if we were hearing those words, we would get the impression that he's glad that the get was not given. And we might even go so far as to get the impression that he does not want it to be given even tomorrow. Perhaps, what does Baruch Atov Ve'Ameitiv mean? Abaye Yomar, Abaye says, Baruch Atov Ve'Ameitiv Lobato Gita. Baruch Atov Ve'Ameitiv, very nice. But the get is not batal. And if the shliach would want the next day to give the get, he could. Rava omar baruch atov ve'ameitiv u'batal gita. Rava says baruch atov ve'ameitiv and the get is batal. But ma'ikom iflegi, what is the argument between Abaye and Rava? Begilu daita begita kom iflegi. They're arguing if a person reveals his intent but never actually was mevatal the get, is it binding? Does it take effect or not? The Abaye sava gilu daita begita lav milsahi. Abaye holds it's nothing. For Rava sava gilu daita begita milsahi. And Rava holds that it does take effect. How do we paskin? So the Gemara in Amid Beis, very first words, tells us v'hilchasa kenachmeni. We paskin like Abaye in this case, which means gilu daita begita lav milsahi. That being megale das, revealing your intent, is meaningless by a get, unless he actually says it should be batal. It is going to remain in effect, even though he did things that indicated his desire to be mevatel the get. That means in our case, the shliach, even after the statement, Baruch Atah V'Ameitiv, from the husband, could go back to the woman and deliver the get. As Rashi tells us, this is one of the halachas of Yal Kigam. Yud Ayin Lamed Kuf Gimel Mem. It's an abbreviation, an acronym, and the Gimel is Gilui Daita Begita. These are cases that we paskin like Abaye. Abaye and Rava often had discussions. We usually paskin like Rava. In these six cases, we paskin like Abaye. And again, in the case we discussed, even after Baruch Atah V'Ameitiv, the messenger would be able to deliver the get. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.